In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, you of little faith. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Doubt, my friends, is one of the greatest sins at destroying. Doubt destroys so many things that are good. Doubt can destroy marriages, it can destroy families, and it can even destroy our faith in God. My friends, how often do we turn on the news in the evening and it even leads us to doubt? It leads us to doubt in any common decency that can be found in mankind anymore. I mean, watching night after night. But if you're one of those people who are addicted to watching that cable news network, any of them, if you're one of those people that continues to watch it hour after hour, day after day, I've got a feeling that you are eligible, no questions asked, for the drug Prozac. I mean, because my friends, think about it. They like to put on a loop all the horrible things that go on in the world. And if that's all you're watching, no wonder so many people are walking away from the faith. No wonder so many people are throwing their hands up in the air and they're asking, where is God? Where is God in all of this? In our first reading from the book of Kings, we read about the greatest of the prophets. We read about Elijah. And in the passages just prior to what we read this morning, it talks about how Elijah is being hunted down like an animal. People are looking to take his life, to kill him. He was a prophet who followed the word of God to the letter of the law, and yet people wanted to kill him. Caused Elijah to make this prayer, to pray to God, just take my life. I can't take it here anymore. Just take my life. My friends, so many people, I think, today are praying that exact same prayer. They want to give up on life. They see so much doubt and misery in their own life, and so what do they want to do? They want to give up. But then God came to him. God came to Elijah the exact same way he comes to each and every one of us. He came to him in an unexpected way, not in a hurricane, not in a burning bush, not in something miraculous and incredible, but rather God came to Elijah in a whisper, and he spoke to him, and he gave him the strength. He gave him the strength and the confidence to go on and not give up. The exact same way we read in the Gospels from St. Matthew. Here all the apostles are in this boat. A storm is happening all around them, and they're sure they're about to die. And there perhaps someone in that boat was, if did not say it out loud, was thinking, where is God? Where is God in all of this? And then suddenly, they saw an incredible sight. They see Jesus Christ just calmly walking across the water. Did you ever stop and consider why? Perhaps you never stopped and considered how, because you know he's God, so that's easy for him. But did you ever stop and consider why? Why did Jesus walk across the water? Well, perhaps, maybe just perhaps, because he was showing them and he's showing each and every one of us. No matter how bad things get in life, no matter how many storms hit your own family, no matter how much misery you might be going through at some time in your life, Christ is always with you. You are never alone. My friends, I know as well as you how crazy and how stressful the times that we are living. I mean, with all the bad things that are going on, not only in the world, but also right here in our own country, the racial tensions, globalization, terrorism, and uncertainty. Uncertainty in the Middle East, uncertainty in North Korea, and uncertainty in our own backyard in Charleston, Virginia. Not to mention the rising drug epidemic, AIDS, job loss, and a growing culture that is promoting a rejection to all that God calls good, causing even the most faithful church lady to cry out, "Where is God? Where is God in all of this?" But you know what? Despite all the bad and the scary things that are happening today, we need to remember one word, and that word is confidence. Not ignorance is bliss kind of confidence, but rather God is with us kind of confidence. Did you know that the word confidence actually derives from the Latin word that means to believe with, to believe with, meaning we can't have confidence. We won't have confidence when we isolate ourselves, when we keep ourselves all by ourselves, when we live in fear. No, we can only have confidence when we're together. We can only have confidence when others are near us, and that other that we really need, that other that we truly need, is God. And you see, that's the point of today's readings, that no matter what the world throws at us, no matter how bad things get in your life, don't give up, don't give in, because you can be confident that God is with you. My friends, over these last several weeks, I've been stressing time and time again the need, the importance of personal, private prayer. Stop treating it as a convenience and start treating prayer as a necessity each and every day, now more than ever. Because you want to see what life looks like? Do you want to know what life looks like without prayer? Then turn back on the cable news network and watch it for 10 minutes. And where is God? Where is God in all of this? He's right here, right now. And he's reaching out to you and I, and he's telling us that we've never been forgotten. We've never been abandoned, and we've always been loved. Where is God in all of this? He's right here, right now, telling us to stop, have more faith in the government and political leaders than we do in him. Where is God in all of this? He's right here, right now, telling us, turn off the computers, turn off the television, put down your phones, and look up to him and give him more than a passing glance during the day. Where is God? Where is God in all of this? He's right here, right now, turning to each and every one of us and asking, where are you? Where are you with me? Quick story. There was a story of an older couple, and they're driving along silently in a pickup truck when a song comes on the radio, and it reminds the wife when they were teenagers. And so she turned to her husband, and she says, "Do you remember? Do you remember when we were young and how close we used to sit next to each other while driving along? Why don't we do that anymore?" To which the husband turned to her and said, "I never moved." My friends, that's what God's saying to each and every one of us. I'm still here. I never moved. But where are you? My friends, life is hard and it's sometimes painful because we need to remember, as I've said time and time again, we need to remember this is earth. It's not heaven. This is earth where we will know sin, where we will know pain, and at times we will know misery, and that's the bad news. But the good news is this: God is here. God is here for us to give us the strength that we need to go on during any difficulty, during any storm in our life. But the thing is, we need to be present to him. And so today and every day, without fail, we need to put aside at least 5 to 10 minutes of just quiet time in prayer, be it in your room, be it in the basement, be it come here to the church, and then we need to come in and we need to kneel down in the silence and then listen. Listen. Listen to that whisper. Doubt no more, but believe God is here right now, as close as your own breath. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.